Hello, this is Graham Freer. I'm talking to Angela Hurst now at her house in King's Road, Gosport, which you also use as a studio for your business.
Yeah,
don't you?
It's my treatment room, yeah. So I'm a hypnotherapist and an energy healer.
Really?
And a masseuse, yes.
Really?
Yes.
So, so many things that you do. What is your main string to your bow?
Probably hypnotherapy at the moment. I'm really busy with that. But I've been a massage therapist for about 11 years now, so I have quite a good base of business for that.
Normally, of course, you mention massage to people and they get quite the wrong idea.
Yes, they do. Especially the men, yes. But I do get a lot of male clients. They like a pretty face.
So you're putting something together called the Health, Wellbeing and Spirit Fair.
Yes.
At the Thorngate Halls this coming Sunday.
Yes, this Sunday, 10 till 6. Yep.
So what's going to be there? Is it, I mean, forgive me for asking, but other people exhibiting there, that
yes,
sort of thing?
Yes, we have Gosport Leisure Centre advertising their services, so hoping to recruit some budding gym goers. We've got some tarot readers. We've got some mediums, massage therapists, healthy eating therapists, got Slimming World, various sorts of things. Lots of massage oils and candles. So yeah, it's very varied.
I saw a sign at your door saying Hopi ear candles.
Yes.
What are they?
Wow, well that's something else.
Is it?
It's for people who have ear problems, sinus problems, headache problems. It just helps clear the ears and the sinuses and the sort of ear canals. It's very relaxing, very lovely.
So you in your profession, you do many things, don't
yes.
you? Can you give me some clue about the various strands to your bow, as it were?
Yeah, well, I think I mentioned to you earlier, Graham, that I was in sales for 10 years. And I just thought there must be more to life than stress and targets. And so I decided to look to get into something else. And I went back to college and did a massage course, really enjoyed it. The people I practiced on really enjoyed it. And I thought, oh, I could be quite good at this. So I went back another year later and studied another massage course. Did that for a year, went back another year later and did more massage qualifications and thought I could make a business from it. Yes.
We could obviously talk for ages about
yes,
the
I think we could.
You do. Reiki, I'm interested
yes.
to know a bit about Reiki. That's one of the particular things that you do,
yeah.
isn't it?
Well, picture if you like, what's the movie? Daniel-san. You remember Daniel-san and Mr. Miyagi? In Karate Kid? Well, if your listeners can imagine the movie Karate Kid, where Daniel-san is a young man performing karate, and he injures his leg, and his guru, if you like, his teacher, is a Japanese man who is an energy healer. And so he claps his hands together, places his hands on Daniel-san's leg, and heals his leg, or is whichever part of his body is injured. And that is what Reiki is. It's energy healing, giving positive energy to help the normal natural flow of the body.
Invented by a Japanese man,
a Japanese man, yes. Dr. Yasui, many years ago.
Tell me his story.
Oh, Dr. Yasui, he was looking for enlightenment many years ago and went to an abbot at a monastery, a Buddhist monastery. And the abbot of the Buddhist monastery told Dr. Yasui to go to a mountain in Japan for enlightenment. So he told Dr. Yasui to take 21 stones and discard each stone day by day, and there he shall find enlightenment. Well, after the 21st day, for still not finding enlightenment and feeling very disappointed, Dr. Yasui had discarded his 21st stone and decided he'd make his way back down the mountain to go back home. And he stubbed his toe along the way. He sat down and held onto his toe like you naturally do, don't you, when you hurt a body part?
Indeed.
You naturally hold that body part to heal it. And he realised that he'd healed his own foot. He'd also fallen over and at some point had knocked himself out, and he saw lots of lights coming towards him, which gave him the symbols of Reiki, which is where his sort of Reiki journey began.
Now, surely this is something that's got to be within you. You can't just be taught it, can you?
Well, I think you have to have a certain amount of that belief within you. But to be the recipient of it, you don't have to believe. You just have to relax and enjoy the energy flow. But yeah, I do believe it's in you.
Yeah, where is it hiding in me?
I don't know. Maybe I can help you with that, Graham.
So Reiki and ear candles.
Yes.
What else are people likely to find at the Health and Wellbeing and Spirit Fair?
At the Health and Wellbeing Fair, we've got all sorts. I mean, if you're into mediumship, so if you would like to connect with a loved one in spirit, we have people that do that. We have tarot card readers, so if you want your fortune told or your future told. If you want to buy some candles. If you want to join up at the gym and go to the Gosport Leisure Centre, we've got someone to recruit you there. So, yeah, lots of things going on.
I always worry about tarot readers. You know,
yeah.
It's the sort of the little tent at the end of the yeah. pier kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some charlatans, no
Absolutely,
doubt.
Yes.
But how do you know who's real and genuine?
Do you know, I think, Graham, you take from it what you want. Don't you think if you are having your cards read and somebody tells you something which resonates with you, I think you you take what you want from it, don't you? And I can vouch personally for one of the particular tarot readers, Karen Edney, aka Ruby Tarot. She's amazing. She comes to my home every 6 months or so, and we have a group of my friends come together, and she'll sit and read tarot for us all night long. We'll have a few drinks, and we'll just have a bit of a laugh, have a few tears as well. And she's an amazing, amazing tarot reader.
So it's not just good luck is coming to you from abroad or something?
No, she'll tell you about what's going on in your life, you know. She'll tell you about your fears and your love life or lack of it. Yeah. Lack of it, in my case. Any listeners out there want to come along?
Handmade Native American craft.
Yeah.
We all seem to have sort of spirit guides who are Red Indians or
yeah,
Native.
And mine is. Mine indeed. I have a look. If you pop your head out the door here, I'll show you my little Native.
I'm going to have a quick look. Yeah.
This is my spirit guide, Patella Shero. Do you remember Don Styler? Do you know Don Styler?
I was doing an interview up at the Don Styler gym the other
yeah.
day.
He drew that. He was an amazing artist. So as well as being the owner of the Don Styler's gym, he's actually an amazing artist. And he does Reiki too. He did Reiki. And he's an amazing man. But he drew that picture for me. He says, that's my spirit guide.
Wow.
Yes.
Of course, you know, people could tell you anything, really.
Yes.
Couldn't they?
Oh, they could.
How do you know which bits to believe?
Well, you believe what you want to believe, don't you? I
suppose.
Yeah, you know, if you're hearing what resonates with you and what's fitting for you, you take from it what you want.
Well, that's a good I think guide for life, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So look, best of luck at the fair.
Thank you, Graham.
Just to repeat, it's at Thorngate Hall.
Yep.
On Sunday coming between 10 and 6, £2 at the door.
Yep.
Under 16s are free.
Yep, they come in. I'm going to set up a little colouring corner for the little ones to come and sit down and have a draw so Mum and Dad can have a look around.
And you're going to be having marvels and meltdowns.
Yes.
They had some bad luck with their
they
van,
did.
Didn't they?
Yeah, that's disappointing, isn't it? Yeah.
Terrifying, really.
Very disappointing for them.
Angela, thank you very much indeed for sparing me some time. I wish you all the best with the event at the weekend.
Thank you, Graham. It's lovely to have met you.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.